The Anchorage comments came from industry groups and Native corporations. Five people testified. Each spoke in enthusiastic support of the mine's plans and the Donlin project overall. That reaction differs sharply from the comments delivered weeks before by rural Kuskokwim residents at similar hearings in Bethel and Aniak. There, the majority of residents living downriver of the proposed mine said they didn't want it. To them, the project's potential economic benefits weren't worth its risk to a river, land, and culture built on subsistence. But in Anchorage, the industry groups and Native corporations saw it differently.
Development and the traditional subsistence Alaska Native lifestyle does not have to be mutually exclusive. They can exist in harmony.
Andrea Gusty grew up on the Kuskokwim in Aniak. Now she's the vice president of corporate affairs for the Kuskokwim Corporation. The Native corporation owns the surface rights to the proposed mine site and has built a strong partnership with Donlin Gold. The Kuskokwim Corporation, or TKC, calls Donlin's plans environmentally and socially responsible.
Not only does TKC trust their ability to do it right, we will make sure it is done right, because Donlin has worked with TKC and our shareholders every step of the way.
Gusty says she has confidence in the three-step water cleaning process outlined in one permit. It requires the mine's wastewater to meet state standards for drinking water or aquatic life water. Donlin has also worked closely with Calista Corporation, the regional Native corporation that owns the subsurface rights to the mine. Calista is also in full support of Donlin. Donna Bach is Calista's government affairs liaison and grew up in Bethel. She championed the potential economic boost the mine could bring.
The Donlin Gold prospect will provide opportunity for jobs, and I think there's a lot of pride and fulfillment, not just in the environmental responsible way in which it's being handled, but also to bring pride back to a region that needs jobs.
Trade groups echoed the benefits of more employment for a region with few jobs and no industrial base. During the mine's exploration phase, 90% of its camp workers were Alaska Native Corporation shareholders or descendants.
Donlin remains a poster child in our industry of what you can do to ensure that communities benefit from an operation in their region.
Executive Director of the Alaska Miners Association, Deantha Crockett, says not only would Donlin boost the economy of the Kuskokwim region, it would grow the economy of the entire state at a time when revenue from its main natural resource, oil, is declining. Public comments on Donlin Gold's waste and wastewater draft permits will be accepted through February 13th. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.